USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is stepping in to investigate voter fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Some of the data being used comes from the Amistad Project. Former Kansas Attorney General Philip Klein is the director. He tells Newsmax what their independent investigation has found.
We crunch the data from the government. We actually contact the voter, and we see if what they say they did is reflected accurately in the voting. And we've come up with tens of thousands of Republican ballots that were not counted. We've come up with hundreds of thousands of Republicans who say they never requested a ballot, but they voted absentee by somebody else. We've identified people outside of the state who voted within the state, and all of this occurred in the key swing states that we're speaking about.
Also discovered, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg dumped $400 million into local jurisdictions. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The 10 to 12 foot metal structure monolith found in southern Utah last week went missing. A few days later, in 6,000 miles distance, another monolith has been discovered in Europe. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
An odd metallic structure has appeared on a hill in northern Romania after a similar piece disappeared from the Utah desert. The 10 to 12 foot silver monolith appeared in Utah last week, seemingly from nowhere, with many comparing it to the monolith seen in the film 2001 A Space Odyssey. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management was able to document its existence before it was removed over the weekend by what they called an unknown party or parties. Now, a similar structure has been spotted in Romania near the eastern Romanian city of Piatra Nemț. As of yet, no one has claimed responsibility for either structure. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narok.
Although similar, the monoliths appear to have different textures and angles at the top. Two battleground states, Wisconsin and Arizona, certify their election results in favor of President-elect Joe Biden. President Trump continues his claim of massive voter fraud. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Somewhat of a mediocre game, the Seattle Seahawks beat the Philadelphia Eagles 23-17 in last night's Monday Night Football game. After the loss, head coach Doug Peterson tells us where the team needs to go from here.
We've battled with a lot of injury, a lot of different moving parts up front with the offensive line, guys in and out. You know, it's just we haven't had the consistency and the continuity that you would like week in and week out. That you look at offenses around the league that have stayed together and have stayed healthy, there's continuity and there's consistency there, and we just haven't had that this season. And it's something that we don't make excuses for it. It's where we are, and we have to get better.
Eagles quarterback Carson Wentz is all ears when it comes to turning things around.
Yeah, I mean, listen, when we're stagnant like that as an offense, you know, I'm all ears. You know, whatever coach is confident in, however we can, you know, get some momentum or you know, pick up a first down in that case early in the game. So, obviously it's a tricky thing to navigate, but I think, you know, if it's going to provide us the spark that we need, hopefully going forward it can in those situations. But, yeah, I mean, obviously we just didn't do enough all around tonight. I said it last week, you know, this is what you sign up for. And as a quarterback, ever since you're a kid, you know, you're prepared for any of those. Nothing's ever guaranteed. And so for me, I don't think about that, though. I just try and go out and be the best player I can be in practice, prepare my tail off, compete my tail off. I don't think about those things. I'm going to give it everything I got every time I step on the field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.